Hello and welcome into the What's Up Peoria podcast. I'm your host Nathaniel Washburn, back with another episode for you. We were off for a couple of weeks. My apologies for that, but we are back and we are coming back with a fantastic show for you. And I want to tell you, as always, we're coming to you from the Amplify Studio right here at our main library in wonderful downtown Peoria. And as I said, we have a very, very cool episode. I am really excited. We are joined in studio by a student resource officer. Lisa Hale is in studio with us. Lisa, how are you doing this morning?
I am so great, Nathaniel. I'm super excited to be here with you today and get a chance to share all the great things that we are doing in the city of Peoria with the amazing kids and staffs. And
you are amazing what you do, and we're going to jump into that. It's really cool. So Lisa's going to walk us through what an SRO really is, and how Peoria is benefiting and the wonderful things that SROs are doing for our schools. So we're going to come back to Lisa in just a minute, and I'm so grateful for her and for her time today. Before we jump into our interview portion, though, do want to let everyone know what's going on. We still have a very busy March, lots of things happening, and this weekend, something very cool that's happening. Music in March we are well underway. This will be the third week we have music in March, and this is on Sunday, the 17th, St. Patty's Day. So you can go out to Paloma Park, and it goes from 4 to 6, and you can enjoy some free music out at Paloma this Sunday evening from 4 to 6. So make sure you make your way out there. If you're out having fun on St. Patrick's Day, end your day over at Paloma. You will not be sorry. There's going to be some really great jazz music there this weekend. I also want to remind everybody, we are now just about 2 weeks away from our annual Dolly Sanchez Easter celebration, which is happening Saturday, March 30th from 8 to noon over at the Peoria Sports Complex. And they are going to have everything out there. They're going to have the Dino Crew, obstacle courses. There's going to be Cottontail Lane where the kids can go down and get a bunch of free candy and free swag, so to speak. There's going to be bunny ears out there that are very, very popular. So you're going to want to make sure you hit that event over at the Peoria Sports Complex. And this is the 48th annual Dolly Sanchez Easter celebration. So very, very special. And as I said, a lot going on over there. So we are really looking forward to that. And that is going to close out a very, very busy March here with music in March. Global Sounds is still going on. So it's just been a great month and a lot going on. But what we are going to do is we're going to shift gears here, and we are going to head to the interview portion of the program. And as I said, we have a Peoria police officer, Lisa Hale, in studio. And Lisa, before we jump into some of the questions, I always like to give our guests a chance to kind of introduce themselves. And I know you have quite a journey. So I would love for you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how you ended up as a police officer, and more than that, as a student resource officer.
Oh, great question. Way to start. But I don't know about coming after the announcement of the 48th annual Dolly Sanchez Easter.
Yes, it is. It is hard to follow that, but I think you can do it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence. So here's the deal. I always tell people when they say, tell me about yourself, give us a little background. I try not to use years so much, because as I'm getting older, people start doing the math and I see the fingers come out and I think, oh my gosh,
that's too smart. You've outsmarted everybody with that. I love it.
So basically my journey began, I actually got a psychology degree.
All right.
I went to the University of Arizona, got a degree in psychology, and then worked with mentally ill adults. So okay. I got a lot of experience doing that. Something inside me said, hey, how about teaching? And I told my mom, and my mom, a veteran teacher, was like, game on. I will pay for you to go back
She's
and
like,
get
yes,
that.
Yeah, I got yeah. her finally into the, yes. the family profession.
Yes. So I went and I taught, and I will say I taught elementary school. I taught second grade.
Oh, wow.
For a very...
Great grade.
Amazing.
Yeah, those kids are awesome.
They love you, yeah. but they're not criers.
No. They can, you know, a lot of them are pretty self-sufficient, and
sure.
but they fall in love with their teachers quickly.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes. And they usually come with really great parents too, which makes it like
Always.
Just a great situation. So I taught second grade for a lot of years.
Nice.
I had this little inkling inside myself that I wanted to be in the world of law enforcement, but I just wasn't at the... I don't even know how to explain it. I knew I could do it, but it just, timing is everything, sure.
Oh,
right?
Of course. Especially in career, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, I literally am one of those people that woke up one morning and went, you are not getting any younger. I will tell you, I was getting closer to 40 than I want to admit. And I thought, I cannot be the oldest person in the academy. But I was. But anyway, I digress. So there's a reason that I was called Mama Hale.
I bet you went out there and whooped everybody too.
I did okay.
Yeah.
But so I made the leap. I left the career of teaching incredibly happy.
Right.
Loved what I did.
Which is rare, because most people who get out of teaching do it because they get burnt out. It's too much. So you made a career leap when you were in your prime and loving what you were doing.
100%.
Wow, that is courageous.
Yeah, I had gotten my master's. I was a supervisor teacher. I had my national board certification. I was teaching, mentoring others.
Wow.
But I just knew that because I love that career so much, I didn't want to be that burned out teacher. I didn't want to be that person that didn't have it anymore. And you know who suffers? The kids.
Always.
So yeah. That wasn't okay with me to just walk out. Wow. And when I didn't feel like I wanted to be there anymore. Did a lot of research. You don't really learn what it's like to be a police officer from talking to other police officers.
Right.
Let me just tell you that now.
Totally. Yeah. It's an experience,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. So I just basically started doing my research. I decided I did not want to work for a big agency. I wanted to work smaller. I am a Peoria girl, so I was I want to be in-house,
nice,
good and bad, you know, to be around everybody, but I love this community. I could not love this city more, so it was perfect for me. So I decided to switch careers during the recession.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which was a big deal to do.
Also very courageous, right? You know,
very.
You're leaving a steady paycheck for something, yep, where you're, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
No
idea.
Because
coming out of the academy, you never know. You don't know how it's going to roll and where you're going to land. And that's a very, you know, I got to tell you, I'm so, that's a crazy story.
It was crazy. And now that I look back at it, I was like, what were you thinking? But I did it.
With your heart. That's
yes,
what you were thinking with
yes,
your heart.
Yes. So this is what I wanted to do. So I thought, coming into this career, not for the money, not for the power, mm-hmm, not for anything other than myself and to serve the public, was a perfect way to come in.
Wow.
And I did. And I have never looked back. I absolutely love what I do. I love serving people and taking care of things and helping, right? Sometimes you have a solution that somebody never thought about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all hurry up and get there and solve the problem and get out. There's time sometimes that we have.
Sure.
And there's a plethora of resources. In our city alone, there is a plethora of resources. So it's to be able to offer things to people. And you know, sometimes you get caught in a cycle and you see the same people and you do the same things. But it what we have the opportunity to do as police officers is unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, you really make change in the community.
Right.
You can really make change.
So I loved patrol. I absolutely loved it. Somebody came to me and said, have you thought about working in a school? And I honestly, my first thought was, I already did that. You know,
I could see that. You know, you're like, yeah, I kind of went down that path before. And it's different, obviously,
but
yeah,
you're like,
I was there.
Right. And I had no idea because when I grew up, so I'm going to age myself. When I grew up, there were not SROs in schools.
Yeah, we never had SROs either. So.
And it wasn't like we didn't have them because the city couldn't afford them or there weren't enough or whatever.
Different need, different time, right?
Right? Yeah. Totally different time. So when somebody said that to me, it happened to be my mentor, and I'm going to mention him. His name is Dave Fernandez, and he is a phenomenal SRO at Centennial High School.
Okay.
Hello, Dave. You deserve big props. but he actually said to me, did you think about this? Because he was thinking about it. And at the time, we had two SROs in our city. We had one at Sunrise Mountain and one at Peoria High School. Centennial was on board next, mm-hmm, to get an SRO, and that was Dave. When Liberty opened up, Dave said, do you want to be an SRO? Well, my thing was, what is an SRO? So there's a couple different terms. There's school resource officer, and some people say student resource officer. But it's school resource officer.
I got the term wrong. I'm sorry.
It is the official.
Okay.
But I have met people along my path that use the term that you use. So I would never say that's incorrect.
Well, you know, it's, you want to make sure you get it right. So I will correct myself, school resource officer. Yeah. And thank you for that.
I never get caught on titles. So we're still friends. You know
who's going to be really mad at me? My brother. He was an SRO.
Oh.
In surprise. He's going to be really mad when he hears this.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what were you doing, man? You know better.
Well, you can take care of that. But
no, he'll take care of me.
Yeah. But really, so when I started doing my research, everybody that I talked to that was an SRO, it was like listening to the blending of the two worlds and the world of police and the world of school resource officer for me and school was like, whoa,
yeah.
I mean, mind blowing that I could take all these skills and trades and whatever that I had and put it together, but work with kids. And we are a different breed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
We work with kids. We, that's what we want to do and I mean no ill will towards any of my fellow officers. A lot of them will be like, oh no, because with the kid comes parents or guardians whatever living situation they're in. And it's a whole different set of laws as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, it's
once you bring kids into it, it's
right.
And you know, it's funny you say that because even teachers within the same, you know, all in the same profession, there's this camaraderie of teachers. But you have teachers who, you know, if you say, hey, I want you to teach a second grade class. I knew teachers who were like, they were eighth grade teachers. They want nothing to do with K-3. Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? They're just a different breed. And,
yeah.
and very similar to what you're saying about PD. Some officers are just not built for that. Just like I had teachers who, when I was a principal, that weren't built for, they couldn't do, there's no way they could do kindergarten. And then vice versa. You ask a kindergarten teacher to go sit in an eighth grade classroom.
Right. Forget
happening.
It. Right.
Yeah. So I definitely understand that.
Which is the great thing within our department, because it didn't even occur to me all these different jobs, right? All these different situations that you could be in.
Right.
And so what I did is I started researching. There's an association, National Association of School Resource Officers, NASRO, and they operate off of a triad. And that triad is law enforcement at the top, public educator, and informal counselor and mentor.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the triad that we are based off of. We are all trained through NASRO. So all of the officers, we don't just have SROs in our city. I don't even know if you realize this, but we have school liaison officers also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, definitely will.
I'll explain that program as well, because it's just a phenomenal program as well with this great set of people in there. But to have that ability to be able to go into classrooms to educate. I had a chief one time that said when we were doing traffic stops, he said, it's not about the citation, it's about the education.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you're absolutely correct, because for us to expect everybody to know everything, obviously as adults, we're all culpable and we know right from wrong, but hopefully
we do.
But it's with kids, it's that education piece. It's the getting in the classrooms. And, and a lot of times people think, well, you just go into the law classroom or you just go in here. No, I go in everywhere, especially I'm still a certified teacher. I'm keeping that certificate
so cool.
that I worked so hard
That's
to get.
That's so cool.
But I go into all kinds of classrooms. I go into child development. I go into driver's ed. I go into criminal justice, law one and two. I go into culinary sometimes. I mean,
nice. That's a good place to be, right?
100%. Yes, unless you're on a diet.
Yeah,
then
not,
you're
not a
really,
great place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Go in there in like this, maybe the fall when you're getting close to your getting those
right
Christmas
before the holidays,
yes,
right? That's
yes.
a good idea.
Yeah, so basically you have, it just for me, it's this blending of the world, of the all the worlds together, basically education, law enforcement come together, and it's ideal for me. And the impact, we don't always know, but we don't give up. And we work really hard with these kids. And you just hope that somebody heard something that you said along the way.
Right.
And every once in a while, they come back or you see them somewhere and they say thank you or they tell you what they're doing. And it's just, to me, those moments are not very many, but they're mind-blowing because to see that, right? Like you see that progress.
And you can hear it in your voice, how excited that makes you and how that's why you get up in the morning. And I would be remiss if I didn't if I didn't mention that you are an award winner. You won the Exceptional Service Award, Regional Exceptional Service Award, and that's a huge deal as a school resource officer to win an award like that. So, you know, with that in mind and kind of thinking along the lines of how you feel and the passion you have, talking about going back to the liaison officers that you have, is it similar? What is the difference between the liaison and the school resource officer then, between the two?
Great question. So prior to this year, we were the SROs. So there's four high schools in the city of Peoria.
Yes.
All four of those have a Peoria PD officer in them.
And you're at the biggest one, if I...
You did your homework.
I think it's crazy. That's a totally off topic, but I had to throw that in. Liberty is huge, so I want to mention that you are the biggest one. I'm sorry to cut you off,
and I'll just throw in a little go Lions while I'm
gonna
at
love
it.
That.
But yeah, so the school, basically the SROs were serving their feeder schools. So any of the K-8 schools that fed into the high schools, we were servicing them the best that we could as well. Well, when you're supposed to be at your high school, that takes up a lot of your time. So to try to go to the feeder schools and serve them well and build those relationships is really difficult. Mm-hmm. It's just, you got to be realistic, right?
It's time. Like, it takes a lot of time.
Yes, yes. And so we, my sergeant, our chief, my whole chain of command, they're like, we need more. We need these school liaison officers. So basically they happen to be four gentlemen right now, four mm-hmm. Peoria PD officers, and they are serving those feeder schools.
Okay. All right. So it frees you up then to do what you really need to be doing, should be doing, and what you want to be doing.
1,000%. Yeah. Except I was a little bit like, wait a minute, I'm not going to see the little guys anymore. But these four have come in and they have built relationships and they are just dynamic and great and outstanding. And I could go on and on about. And
so there's four of them. How many schools do each one of them have to cover then? Because Peoria is not a small school district.
There are 33
right.
that they split up.
Wow.
And then we have the addition of a couple other Deer Valley schools.
Yes.
Yep. That are in
I think
the
there's
city
four
of.
Or three or four, something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
So they have that as well.
Kids go to Terramar. So they are in a Deer Valley school that is in Peoria.
Yeah. So they service them as well.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is a lot.
That's a lot of work. And I think for, for everybody out there, I really want to ask you, because I think this is for a lot of parents out there. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you here talking about this is I want to look at it from the parent perspective. So for an SRO, what is a day in the life of an SRO? What does that look like? Because I don't know if a lot of parents understand the gravity of the job, the size in which, I mean, you're one person and you're at the biggest high school in Peoria, and that's a lot of kids, and there's a lot of things that happen in high schools that we all know. So as a parent, if I'm looking at what is the day in the life of an SRO?
That is the million-dollar question.
So that's why I wanted to ask, because I think that is the important question that people want to know, right?
100%. So let's look at this like from the beginning of the school year, because there's so many things that we do. I don't want to leave anything out.
Oh, sure.
And also, well, I probably will, because there's so many. But our SLO, so our school liaison officers, are doing the exact same thing that we are,
okay,
but with their elementaries.
Got it. Okay.
So we are all in. We're all inclusive. We're all together. We just have the different titles and the different age categories, I guess, would be the best way to look at it. So you have your K-8 schools and your 9-12 schools.
Okay.
So SLOs are K-8 guys, and then we are the high school, 9th grade through 12th grade. So in case anybody doesn't know how
Break it down.
So going from, you got to look at it from the safety standpoint. So we are part of all the safety planning. We are part of all the lockdown drills, the lockdown plans, the shelter in place, the fire drills. All those things. We beg patrol to come in and see our schools and get mm-hmm. to know our schools, so that when something happens, even if it's something like, I just need you to come help me, or I need you to impound this evidence or something, mm-hmm. you know how that school is laid out. Or when that day, if that day comes, that you right. know when I say I'm here, you know where that is. Mm-hmm. So we'll get patrol units will come in and they'll walk our schools with us just to get familiar, to have an idea of what does Liberty High School look like? What does Sunrise Mountain look like? What does Vistancia look like? What does Lake Pleasant Elementary look like? Mm-hmm. All those things. So we work on the safety part. We work on traffic, ingress, egress. What can we do better? Nice. What can we do to educate those kids so that they don't cross in the middle of the street? Mm-hmm. To educate parents so they don't drive quick through the school zones. To educate drivers that I mean, we had a catastrophic event almost exactly a year ago mm-hmm. on Deer Valley that shook our community and still does. And educating parents that and kids that you cannot exceed 30 miles an hour right. in here, and this is why. So working with them, working with our HOAs, with kids parking in the neighborhood. So all these things that could encompass safety, right? All those things. And then we work events, large events. Think about our football games. Mm-hmm. They're very big. The best way that I describe football is I say football's a beast because it's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
And it is
biggest crowds, you know, most ruckus crowds out there. Yeah.
And dynamic, right? Yeah. There's so much going on.
Biggest competition. Yeah. That is where you see a lot of heated arguments and parents acting the way they shouldn't.
Well, and you say heat. Well, it's 110 degrees when we have the first game. Nice.
So look at you looking at all these angles I'm not even thinking of.
So, of course, people are more revved up, right? Because it's hot. But so anything safety is us. Even mm-hmm. even placement of things. You know, we talk about where those garbage cans are. And not that we're doom and gloom, but we look at like doors and access into our buildings and locking doors and
seeing things that we as citizens, normal citizens, don't see though. And that's what I want people to understand and parents to understand is the reason SROs, in my opinion, are so needed and it's such a valuable commodity is because you are looking at things and seeing things that we don't see, that we dismiss. And that's what you're seeing.
100%. And as a former educator, yes. Yes and yes. Because we're just built differently. Yeah. We look at things differently.
Your mind is different. Absolutely.
People call us trained observers because that's what we are. Exactly. We're watching. Yes. So we even like placement of your office. Like where are our guidance counselors in comparison to my office, which I don't spend a lot of time in, but where are they in compared to the principal's office? Where do things happen? Mm-hmm. Where do you know? Are we allowing people to come onto the campus and walk to the bookstore to pay fees? Because now you've come in. You're inside.
We got a security breach, right? Yeah.
So we think of all those things. So I could go on and on and on about safety, and we have a great partnership with the gentleman that runs Phil Camacho that takes care of buses. Mm-hmm. I have a great transportation, I should say. Yeah. I have a fantastic relationship, obviously with my administration. The HOA lady that runs that program, her and I are besties. We talk, we have a lot of people that we work together with, our traffic guys, all of that to make sure that everything is as safe mm-hmm. and welcoming as it can be and that we see those things. We can't prevent everything, but we can be aware and we can be open to change. That's the one thing is there's that resistance, right? Like mm-hmm. we don't want to be inconvenienced. I don't want to have to unlock my door every time I enter my classroom.
Right.
But there's good things that come out of having locked doors.
And being prepared in general. And what I'm hearing from you is it is really you that is out there preparing the school, the students, the community, and making those relationships because something could happen. We don't mm-hmm. want it to, but if we're not prepared as a city, if you're not prepared in your job, then it's worse, right? It can be even more catastrophic.
Absolutely.
So you're all about prepping, planning, and that's where that vision comes in.
Yeah.
And all those relationships really make a huge difference.
Well, then you go, so that's a great word. That's my favorite word. If that word relationship ever left my job title or my duties, I would be done.
You're out.
I would be out because that's what this job is about mm-hmm. too, is building those relationships so people will come forward to you as a trusted person in their life
sure.
and give you information, show you things that they see online, let you know what they hear, or give you. I had a mom today stop me about the way the kids were coming across the street. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm one person. I can't be everywhere. My admin team can't be everywhere. It's just impossible.
Got to rely on the community.
Right.
We're all in this together.
So we build that, right? That partnership, that mm-hmm. relationship with patrol, with our detectives, with other Valley agencies. And so we work really hard on that relationship. But the top, the cherry on the top, is our relationship with our kids.
Yeah.
And that really is paramount.
I definitely would agree. And I think the teacher in you knowing the difference, like, I have to have a relationship with these kids, because if something's not right, if something seems off, if I see something that just is not, no, that's because you have such a great relationship with the kids and you're observant to know something doesn't feel right here. Right. And I love that. I love that that's your number one priority, because I think that's where it should be.
Yeah. 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 And I love that you did your homework, because in my other podcast, I talked about, I don't believe safety is just physical. I believe safety is mental mm-hmm. as well. What is the mental well-being of our kids? We're coming out of a pandemic and a time that our kids were not exposed to each other. Lost a lot of social skills.
Yes.
We have social media that is just, I won't talk too much because, again, that gives my age away.
Yeah, well,
but certainly changing.
It's a challenge. It is a challenge for parents, for law enforcement, for the community
right.
in general.
Right. So we have all those pieces too that we have to look mm-hmm. at, right? So we have these changes, and it's like we have this opportunity to work with these kids and build relationship, build trust, do all those things that are going to benefit them as humans, as they move forward in this life.
So let me ask you this before I get you out of here, I have to ask you this, because this is something that came to my mind, and I want to make sure I ask this. If there is one thing to tell parents, the community, the students out there, if there's one thing that you could tell people about the importance of what you do, and maybe even saying, hey, be aware, or I want you to understand this about SROs, what would it be? What do you want to tell the world about SROs? What is that one thing?
One thing?
Yeah, I know. Ooh, okay. I'm being totally mean on that one, right?
I would. Yeah, you are. I would say get to know your SRO. Get to know them, build a relationship with them, trust them, keep them in the know. Because oftentimes when things happen, people had an idea. Know who they are. Introduce yourself to them. I talk to everybody, as mm-hmm. you can tell.
Yeah,
I have no.
You're so personable. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to turn anybody away.
No.
Yeah.
And I want to know. And that is, I've had some pretty big cases that have mm-hmm. come over my, all right, I'm going to say it, my 11 years at Liberty. I've been a police officer.
She's been fighting it the
whole
time.
Quite a bit longer than that.
She had to do it.
But I have had some pretty good cases that I started because somebody called me and gave me the information because I had built that relationship, or they knew I was open to that. So meet your SRO, get to know your SRO. And you know what? If you don't know who we are or you don't see us, call us out because we should be visible. We should be everywhere.
Wow.
And that's it. I tell the kids, they're like, when they don't see me and they say, where were you? I'm here.
Yeah.
You just aren't always going to see me in the same spot.
Sure.
So I'm here. But I would say get to know your SRO. The plethora of resources, I must like that word today, is incredible. Incredible what we have, what we can do. I mean, we run a youth academy in the summer. I mean, I could just go on and on of all the ability or things that we have that we can offer to our kids to build those relationships and work on how do we raise productive, physically, mentally okay humans. They're humans. We're all human. Our heartbeat's the same.
And we're all in this together.
We are all in this together. My favorite t-shirt ever that I have says, we are all in this together. So you can use your SRO or your SLO as a resource.
I love that.
And let them know if you see something. It's the Peoria District, and I know the FBI has it. It's that see something,
say something,
yep. and do something.
For me as a parent and for me as a Peoria resident, it's just unbelievable to see. So I want to say thank you for what you do every single day. And I think more importantly, thank you for your attitude, because it's so fantastic. It you can hear the passion in your voice about what you do. And that to me is the most important thing. You want to build relationships. So I love the advice for all of you out there, especially for the parents out there, get to know your SROs, your SLOs that are out there. It's just amazing. And I can't thank you enough for coming on today.
Well, I appreciate that. And I really appreciate you taking the time to do this, because it is educating people.
Absolutely.
And it does help people understand better what we do, other than just we're a cop in the school.
Yeah, you're not.
And
you're
I
way
have,
more than that.
And I thank you so much. And I have to say a huge thank you to my chain of command, and a huge thank you to my police department and Chief Intrieri and everybody, and obviously Peoria Unified School District, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it, talk about a partnership.
That's the most important thing, is the partnership.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I think Peoria does as a city so well, is our all of our partnerships within the community, as you said, HOAs, the school district, small business. I get a lot of small business owners that come in here.
Yeah.
And we all are just, it's like I say it again, I know it's cliche, but we are in this together. And if we're going to make Peoria a great place to live, work and play, we all got to be doing our jobs to make sure that we're being as safe and as fun and as educated as mm-hmm. possible. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that. And of course, my fellow SROs and SLOs as well, right?
They're amazing.
I mean, talk about a team.
No,
we couldn't be better.
Thank you so much for coming on, Lisa. You are a tremendous human being. I'm so grateful to have you on. Thank you for your time. I want to have you back, because I think this is such a huge topic, and I know we didn't get to all the questions that I had for you, but I want to make sure we get to those at some point.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back. And again, I really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you so much to Officer Hale for coming in. She is, as you heard, quite an amazing, not only police officer, but human being. What she's doing for our schools, what she does for the community and building the relationships. Take her advice. Get out. Talk to your SROs. Talk to your SLOs. And if you see something, say something. Do something. So again, my thanks to Officer Hale. Until next time, this is What's Up, Peoria?